What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boy Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And before we talk about Season 6, Episode 3, and talk about our guest for today's episode, I just want to take the time and thank everybody for, you know, showing me love and, you know, supporting me, y'all. I just want to announce that Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast finally hit number one on the top 100 show charts on Good Pod, y'all. We finally did it. And honestly, I thank everybody, I thank all to y'all for supporting me and getting me on the top spot on Good Pods. It really means a lot. Not only that, we are also top 100 episodes for What Is Your Dream. We also number one for that episode. We also back to number one for Society and Culture. So honestly, y'all, I just want to say thank y'all for showing love on Good Pod. Thank you for listening, rating, reviewing, sharing everything, and just believing in me and believing my bitching, y'all. And I know many people will say, oh, the Good Pod charts is not important. Well, I'm not going to hold you. Being number one for top 100 shows is important to me because it showed that people is giving Mr. Gentleman like Dr. Pocket the chance and they supporting me and it's showing that they respect me. And I feel like I finally got the Pocket Committee respect. So honestly, for that means more than anything, you know. And honestly, I'm humbled by that. So for that, once again, I thank y'all. Even those who don't support the show, I thank y'all as well because y'all just motivate me to go even harder. And I just wanted to send that message because, oh, basically, all those who did not believe in me, no matter what, I had to work hard and earn y'all respect for my show to even get to the top spot. And honestly, like for real, like y'all understand, I'm really thankful and I'm really humble by this. And honestly, even though I hit number one, it's still more work to be done. It's still more charts to get. I want to get high on the Apple charts. I'm gonna get high on every other chart. I want to get podcasts of war in the future. So of course, the work is never done, but this is just a big, good step in the beginning, in the right direction. So once again, I thank y'all. And also, this is important to me as because a black podcaster hit number one on the top 100 show charts. And honestly, since I've been on Good Pod, the only black podcaster that been on the top 100 shows, who been number one on the top 100 shows, is the Red Dub Podcast. And honestly, I never seen anybody else after that. If anybody else have been number one who are a black podcaster, hit me up, because I want to know the answer. But if not, then I'm happy to be the second black podcaster for top 100 shows. So honestly, for that, it means more than just having the top spot and, you know, just for bragging rights, you know. This is like, it's important because we see, I always said this, I want to see more black podcasters on the charts. I want to see more black podcasts hit number one on the charts. So I support all of y'all. And like I said, thank you everybody that helped Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, who believe in Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. It really means a lot. And I thank y'all, like for real, from the bottom of my heart. So for today's episode, we do have a special guest. We have a returning guest. She is an author. She have a book called Life and What You Make It. Don't Make Life Make You. She have another book called The Sweetest Taste of Almonds. And she now got a brand new book called Good Job, Jeff. Jeff has a little sister, a children book. We got my real life sister back on the show, author Sharice Shaw Bliss Powell, back on the show. And we're going to talk about all her books and many more. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Nana Powell
and Tawana Pyle.
And you are now listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, know your worth. You could do more than what you think you could do. And what I mean by that is, no matter what you do in life, always know your worth and do not settle for less. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Up Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman like the Apaka spinoff series, all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey guys, it's Sharice, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All right.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is a returning guest. She is an author. She is a painter. She got the hit book, Life is What You Make It, Don't Make Life Make You. And today, she brought us three new books to talk about, including the most latest book, the children book, Good Job Jeff. Jeff gets a little sister, and she is also my real life sister. Second one that came on the show recently, we got my sister Sharice Shabliss Powell on the show. Welcome back, sis.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, and I can't wait to talk to you about all the new books that we got for you. You know.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. So for those that missed the first interview, let them know where are you from.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Everybody should know that by now.
That's a fact. Brooklyn all day. If you could describe yourself with one word, what would that word be and why?
I would describe myself as a rebel.
Okay.
Because I do what I want, what I feel is best for me. And no one can tell me anything. I know what's best for me.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So let's talk about your beginning of life. Like how was you growing up?
I'm not gonna lie, I was very, very shy, but I did do a lot of stuff. I was very active. I did martial arts. I played basketball, softball. I played the drums. I ran track, African dance. I even had a YouTube channel of me singing back in like 2008. You know, when I was kind of like an amateur, but yeah, I was pretty much a girly girl and a tomboy when I was younger.
Yo, I ain't gonna front though. I thought I did a lot of stuff, but nah, sis, you did more than me. And I'm not even gonna lie. But how everything that you've been through, you know, as a kid growing up, made you the person that you are today?
A lot of things that happened to me made me stronger, wiser, and more positive. Learning to love myself more and more every day. And just pushing myself and staying consistent.
You know, that's the best way to go. You know, that's the best way to go. So, you know, we spoke about this when you came on the show the first time. But I want to bring this question back because we got a lot more new listeners. People need to know, you know. But what inspired you to become an author?
Well, when I quit my job is when, you know, I started to realize things. I had this brainstorm about what I was good at. I had thought about the time I wrote my play back in high school and how everyone loved it.
Yeah, it was real good, by the way.
To the point someone stole it.
Oh, dang.
And yeah, I wish I could, you know, get it back, but yeah, it's gone. But I really loved that play. I really did.
No, that was a good play. I ain't gonna hold you. But we talked about this book before. You know, this book is very successful now. Well, let's talk about Life is What You Make It. Don't Make Life Make You. How when you created this book, how did the idea came together?
Well, I thought about a book that I feel I couldn't relate to, what everybody could relate to. And, you know, it's about a girl from Brooklyn, Destiny. And I ain't gonna lie, some people thought it was about me, but it wasn't. It was just a lot of things I couldn't relate to, but it's definitely not about me. And I just wanted to teach people things about, you know, influences and how to not be influenced and stuff like that.
Okay, nice. And let's talk about part two. You also got part two as well. So let's talk about part two. What made you decide that you wanted to make part two?
It was really random when I started writing. I wrote something that I felt people could relate to. Part two is even better, in my opinion, because she's out of high school and living her best life. But she's also learning about herself and her friends, the kind of friends she has.
Okay, nice. And I know the world is still wondering. I actually just laughed. I'm going to actually just again, because, you know, Life is What You Make is one of my favorite books. Is it going to be a part three, son?
Yes, it's going to be a part three. I'm not going to say much what's going to happen in part three, but yes, it's going to be a part three. I should have it out by next year. And I'm also working on another book, too. So it's a lot of things I'm working on.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to this. I realized I had got this question. I forgot to skip on it. But what do you feel is the most challenging part of being an author?
Oh, the most challenging part is pretty much the marketing. It's probably the most challenging part for me. You know, it really depends on the person. If you have a large platform or you have like a lot of followers, and like if you're self-published, you know, you're going to have to market your own stuff, but you could always hire someone to do the marketing for you. You know, but if you have a large platform, you pretty much good.
Okay, nice. So now we spoke a little bit about this book the last time you was here, but we didn't get too much into it because it was released. But now this book is finally released. She is the Sweetest Taste of Almonds. So tell us about that book and what makes this book different from Life is What You Make It to Make Life Make You.
She's the Sweetest Taste of Almonds is different because the characters are adults. You know, they're grown. It's more of an interracial relationship about a white man and a black woman and the things they go through, racism, betrayal, love, hate, and they have a lot of fun in that book.
And I read that book. That book is really dope, man. That book is really dope, sis. I really enjoyed that book.
Thank you.
But you also have a really instant book that you wrote, which is your fourth book, which you wrote called 15 Reasons Why He's a Narcissist. Tell us about that book and did you have any real life experience that led you to write this book?
Yes. I used to date a narcissist and he was one. I didn't know he was one until I started studying about narcissism. And he had a lot of the characteristics. As much as I cared for the person, I knew it wasn't good for my mental health to stay in that relationship. I had to do a lot of healing after that. I wrote that book so people can be aware if they're with one, because a lot of the times narcissists don't change. They just change partners.
That's deep. And, you know, yeah. So, reason.
Yeah, it is deep, though.
That's really deep, for real. And I know a couple of narcissists myself. So, if y'all want to know more about it,
yeah, y'all some people are narcissists, and then some people have narcissistic traits.
Yeah.
But he was a narcissist. Like, I thought he just had abandonment issues. You know, I just, you know, thought that, you know, like he just had some, you know, mental health issues or something. But he was really like a narcissist.
Yes, it's crazy. But recently, you know, I'm excited about this book. Recently, you came up with a book called Good Job, Jeff. Jeff Has a Little Sister. And this is your first children's book. So tell us about that book and what made you want to go this route.
Yes, Good Job, Jeff. Jeff gets a baby sister. I wanted to try something different. I was going to wait till I was like 40 to start on the children's books. But so many ideas just kept popping in my head, like randomly just popping up in my head. And I'm just like, I gotta write this stuff down. And then once I started writing things down, I started writing the book. So yeah, it's three. I have three different ones, and one is out now, and one is pre-order. Another one is pre-order, and then I have a third one that's coming out soon about Jeff. So it's probably going to be more about Jeff next year too.
And yeah, and I read that book. I ain't gonna hold you, yo. It teared me up. It teared me up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. And also, what the best thing about it, she drew the characters too.
Yeah,
that make it even more crazy, you know.
Yeah, the guy that illustrated it did an amazing job. He did so well, and I'm definitely gonna use him again.
So even though all this information will be in the show notes, let them know where can they get all your books. So let them know now where they can get all your books.
They can get my books on Amazon. I probably could like give you the link so you can like, you know.
It's in the show notes. We y'all going on the episode. It's in the show notes. So y'all get all the links up there. But, you know, just in case people don't look at the links, you know, y'all can get it on Amazon. So out of all your books, which one was fun working on and which one was the most difficult working on?
Honestly, all my books was fun. Like creating all my books was fun. I don't really think writing was never difficult for me, you know, just, you know, learning how to like, you know, get an editor and all that stuff. But everything wasn't, you know, it wasn't really hard. I think my fantasy book that I'm coming out with will be probably the hardest for me, probably.
Oh, wow. She got...
Because I already started it, but I haven't, like, really get into it as much. So I got to, you know, finish up on that one.
Breaking news. She got another book coming out real soon, y'all. Another book coming out. I already heard a preview of it, and G. Luigi, coming real soon. Also, you were recently on the Shout Out LA article. Tell us about that experience.
It was nice. It was a nice interview. It was a nice experience. I appreciate them for choosing me to put me on their website. I appreciate that.
Okay, so what is the goal for all your books? Like, when people are reading your books, what do you want people to get out of it?
I want them to... I feel like they should just see the character development in all the characters. Like most of my books is a lot of the characters, you know, just learning themselves and evolving. So out of most of my books, I just want, you know, people to see that. Like, you can grow and people can grow and stuff like that.
Okay, nice. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. And as you know, we are in a pandemic. I believe we're doing a pandemic, I think, whatever. But my question to you is, what have you learned during this pandemic and what have it taught you as a person?
The pandemic was a crazy, different experience, something I never experienced before. And, you know, a lot of people was, like, you know, losing their minds, and a lot of people was, you know, struggling with mental health and stuff. But I really tried to stay positive throughout the whole pandemic. Like, I didn't, like, try to let it get to me, because, honestly, living in fear is never good. It can really, like, make you sick.
Yeah,
could put you at a very low vibration, and you living in fear, you know, that can really affect you, you know.
Yeah.
So I just try to stay positive and stuff like that. You know, everybody was probably wondering how I was so chill and not, you know, losing my mind like that, because I wasn't really, you know, trying to stress about it. Like me, you know what I mean.
And I ain't gonna front, I was one of those people too. Well, how are you so chill, son? Cause I wasn't chilled, but you were so chilled. And I was like, wow. But yeah. But let's switch gears a little bit. I don't want to talk about the pandemic no more.
Yeah.
But let's what other project got going? Like, I know you already mentioned a few, but you got a lot more going on. So let's name them right here. Like, what other stuff you got going on?
I mean, mostly right now I'm just really trying to focus on my children's books. I'm soon to put more out. And I can't wait to put my fantasy book out. Can't wait for that, because that might be like one of my biggest books probably.
Yeah.
And she's the Sweetest Scent of Luxury is definitely coming out next year. I postponed it, but that one's coming out next year for sure.
And like she said about the fantasy book, y'all love House of Dragons and Game of Thrones and that avenue. Yeah. You gonna love this book that she got coming out real soon.
Right.
So what do you have to say for anybody going the same route as you? Say something inspiring to all the upcoming authors out there.
all you really got to do is really just believe in yourself. Stay consistent. The sooner you start, the sooner things will, you know, happen for you. Just don't let no one, you know, get in the way of that.
Yeah, dig
and up. Don't get discouraged, and don't let no one stop you.
Definitely facts, yo. Definitely facts. So before you go, we're gonna play a segment game called Five Random Topics, where I name five random topics and you answer it.
Oh Lord.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. For the first one is, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is baked macaroni and cheese and pizza and ackee and saltfish. Yes, and fried dumplings.
All right, that's a lot. And it's funny because, you know, they yell, our sister was on the show before, and she said the same thing about the macaroni.
Yes, baked macaroni and cheese.
Know, macaroni is
my mama's. Y'all gotta try it.
Fact. Yeah, shout to mom, y'all. Shout to mom. Your celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. You talking about old or new?
It's up to you. This is you. You can name.
I can name a few.
Name. Of course you could. They pop, sir. They pop.
I'm gonna say Shamar Moore, Morris Chestnut, Michael B. Jordan.
Of course.
Brandon T. Jackson. And my newest one, Roman. Roman Reigns.
Oh, God. There you go. Next is, what is your favorite show at the moment? Name like five of your favorite shows at the moment.
At the moment,
yeah.
Outer Banks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can't wait for that season 3 next year.
Yeah, Black Mirror. Even though I'm waiting for the new season.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. You got me hooked on that show, son. I got shout out to you on that, yo.
Right. The show C. With what's his name? Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
It's like so many shows. I can't really think. What else? American Horror Story.
Shout out to Tate.
Yeah, those are the shows.
What is your best personality trait?
I think my best personality is just that I have a really good sense of humor. I'm always laughing, making jokes, you know. And I feel like that's the best thing for me, I think.
She's silly, y'all.
Yeah.
She's silly, y'all. And last one, this could be hard for you though, but which one of your book that you could see turn into a movie? If you could, which one of your book could you see turn into a movie the most?
Life is what you make it. Don't let life make you. I could definitely see that turn into a movie or like a series or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's part two and it isn't part three, so yeah.
I say that and also Sweet Taste of Almonds.
Yeah, Sweet Taste of Almonds too, yeah. I can see that
and of course,
as a movie though.
And I think, of course, as a cartoon series, of course, the Jeff, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta write a lot for that though.
Facts. But you already know, sis, thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for coming back on the show, I should say. And you know, I mean, I know your brother, but you are a talented author for real.
Thank you.
Everything that you've been doing, you've been killing it. Yeah. You know, I support you. I'm gonna support you.
Yes, biggest supporter. He's like my biggest supporter.
So, you know, thank you for coming on. And this is your time. Let them know. Drop your social media where they can reach you. Drop your info about your book. This is your time.
Well, my Instagram is char_bliss05. And I have two pages. I have a business page, bliss_gifts. But yeah, I'm definitely on my personal page /business page, char_bliss05, and the link of all my books is on there. And of course, you get my books on Amazon.
Yes, and all information will be in the show notes. So yeah, thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series that brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we had roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship-related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spinoff series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, author Sharice Shabliss Powell, for coming on the show. And check out all her books, including the latest book, Good Job Jeff, Jeff's Little Sister, out now all on Amazon. You know, I'm proud of you and keep doing your amazing things, sis. Good job. Even though the show still don't got a release date, check out season one or season two of the Premier Bay Podcast with myself, Aaron Kintoxin, the star writer Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel. Season three of the Premier Bay Podcast coming real soon. And also look out for Mr. Aaron Sands podcast show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, season three coming soon, which I am executive producer of that show. So season three of both those shows coming real soon. And you already know where I'm at every Sunday, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, each night, Sunday at 12 a.m. We on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pod, the Pod Chasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And check out all the spin-off shows from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents the Old School Show every 4th or 5th Sunday at 12 a.m. New episode coming soon. New episodes coming soon. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents a conversation about music podcast every 1st Sunday at 12 a.m. Season 2 in November. And Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B. Every 1st and 4th Thursday at 12 a.m. New episodes in October. So let's check out all of those spin-off shows on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, y'all could send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Add me on Good Pod, Kim Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod is an amazing podcast that I have catered to Mindy, independent podcaster. You can see what everybody listening to. We can rate each other's show, and we have the charts. And y'all already know we have the chart review where I talk about every chart that Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is a part of. And as of right now, the only chart that we are a part of are the Good Pod chart. And as of right now, due to this recording, because I don't know if there's any change yet when this episode's out, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is number 1 for top 100 shows, top 100 episode for episode 101, What Is Your Dream, in Society and Culture. So we've been number 1 for 3 days, y'all. We don't know if anything changed due to this recording, but like I said at the beginning of the episode, I really thank all of y'all for the support. Thank you all of y'all for not giving up on me and not giving up on my vision. It really means a lot. Many people will say being on top of the Good Pod Chart is not a big deal, but it is a big deal. Because, you know, I work hard for people to hear this podcast show, and for it to finally get to number 1 for 3 days, y'all, it really means a lot. So, once again, thank y'all and continue to support Mr. Gentleman like that podcast. You know, if we do number 1 by here, like continue to stay number 1 every night, we thank you for time being number 1, and let's get back to number 1 soon. So once again, thank y'all. Check out the official Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. We have all guest profiles. You can listen to every episode. You can watch every video. Y'all can buy merch from Mr. Gentleman. I had a partnership with TeePublic. Y'all can check out every interview that I was a part of, and many more. So check out the official Mr. Gentleman Light the Pocket website, www.realmrgentlemanlightthepocket.com. And y'all already know we are here each and every Sunday at 12 a.m. We'll be back on normal time next week at 12 a.m. And thank y'all for listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this.
My name is Coach Danielle Powell from Coaching Out Loud Podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.